All right. So, Mr. Berger is here, and yeah, so you asked a question that even though we don't use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name often in the Tefillah, we use it in the Haggadah in the context that we said in Hishamda. It's also mentioned in Aleinu, which I, you know, in Aleinu. So what's the context? So essentially, the way the Vilna Gaon defined the name of Hashem, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is it's the shiluv, it's the bringing together, it's bringing together, bridging the kedusha, which is kind of the din, which is kind of beyond, right? Kedusha is beyond, to the baruch, which is very much not beyond. The baruch is very much connection to our world. It's bringing bracha to our world. So, I'm sorry, I locked it. He's right here. So essentially what that does is it tells us there are things which appear as din, there are things which appear that we don't understand what's going on. It's beyond, but in the end it's all a source of bracha. In the end, it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it really represents the Achdus of Hashem. It's everything is one. Achdus Hashem, Hashem Echad means. What does Hashem Echad means? Hashem Echad means it's not like there's the God of evil, the God of good, the God of blessing, the God of evil. No, it's all one. It's all Hashem's Achdus, which is the process, and the Ramchal writes that the one thing that Hashem tries to bring out in this world is this Midah, is the Achdus of Hashem. And the function of the world is to eventually bring out that unity, that concept of Hashem, the everything is one. Everyone was part of Hashem's plan. Nothing went off the plan. That is the purpose of the world, and that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Aleinu, which is representing the Malchus of Hashem, now when do we say it? On Rosh Hashanah. It was composed originally as part of the Rosh Hashanah Tefillah in the Malchus. And when you're referring to the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is one of the Pesukim of Malchus? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In other words, we're saying, who knows Shemayim, it's unbelievable, but yet he interacts with our world. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that name of Hashem, which bridges the beyond, the Kedusha, with the interaction interface to this world. So really, it doesn't make sense that we can use that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in defining and describing what is really going on. Okay? So now, the on that note, I want to say Gevalt de Gevalt from the Neviim Mitzvah Rebbe. Art Scroll put out the Neviim Mitzvah Haggadah. I bought it last year or 2 years, I don't remember. And put it this way, by the end of Pesach, my 8-year-old son's like, Tatu, what are you gonna say from the Neviim Mitzvah Rebbe today? So it's a great part. Adam, you may hear this word again on an undisclosed date this week. Okay, I'm giving a share by them on Thursday. So the Novomitska says like this, that we break the matzah. So that alone needs a beer. Why do we break the matzah? Okay, we break the matzah, we put the smaller half to say the Haggadah, the larger half for later. The larger half we eat at Tzafun. Tzafun means it's hidden. So first, why is Afikoman referred to as the tzafon, it's hidden? Why do we put the bigger half away from the tzafon? Why does that have to be two halves of the same matzah altogether? Right? I'm trying to say the Haggadah on this half, and I'm trying to put away the other half for the tzafon. What's going on? What's the yachatz? What's the breaking? So basically what he says is that there's a conflict within the matzah. Is the matzah the represent the galus, or the matzah represent the geula? Right? On the one hand, the matzah represents the galus, halachma anya. On the other hand, it represents the geula. That's well known. Here's his knitch. One represents the galus, one represents the geula. But the idea is you cannot separate the two. They're both part of one whole. So you take one matzah and you break it. What happens? You break one, and this is going to be the lachem oini. The half that you're leaving in front of you The Hefty Lim Gong is called Lechem Oini, showing in the love to our Marmi. This is the poor man's bread, the Lachma Anya. So I'm looking at this, and this is what Kidu eats. We have to eat a half a piece of bread. But this part of this, the other half of this that you don't see, is the Tzafun, is what's hidden. What's hidden is the larger part. The larger part is what's hidden. It's what's hidden is greater than what's here. And what's hidden is the Afikomen. What does Afikomen represent? Afikomen represents the Karban Pesach. Afikomen represents what we do for the Zeichar of the Pesach. That represents the Geula. The struggles that represent the small piece of broken matzah are just half of the bigger picture, which is really represented in the and in Afikomen, in the Geula. But keep in mind always, the Geula is bigger. That's the bigger half. But it's tough when it's hidden. And we put away right away when we break the matzah, and we're suffering that little, we're eating that lechem, right away, we put away the other part, which is bigger, and we put it for tzav, and we say, this is, we're really already experiencing the Geula. We know it's there. It represents that emuna and this duality of that. On the one hand, you know, we have the galus. On the other hand, we have the Geula. And it's always, and that's the beauty of breaking it, is that it's part of one whole. It's all together. The if you want to take it a step further, he says from his father of art, he says that it's a broken shever is a break. So the Medrash says that Vayar Yaakov kiyesh shever b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw that there was food in Mitzrayim. The term used for food was shever. Vayar Yaakov kiyesh shever b'Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that the reason that term was used, because the word shever, break, in Lashon Kodesh can be understood a little differently. Sivroi al Hashem aleikav, which means emuna. We say in the Halleluka every day in davening, Sivroi, which is the same word, it's sin, but it's a shin beis resh. Sivroi al Hashem aleikav. Here, you want to find it? Which one is it? It's in here somewhere, right? And it's Yaakov also, right? You keep finding me. So the breaking something is always going to have two halves. It's the shever, it's the breaking, but it's the sibroi, is the emuna also. The emuna and the breaking always have to go together. It's always one. And that's really the achdus of the matzah. That's the achdus of this, you know, this concept of the yachatz, and you know, that's why we start. That's why we start the seder with that. Salach ma'anya, it's the poor man's bread. But on the other hand, it's also at the same time we're celebrating the geula. What?
Asher shekel Yaakov.
Yeah, exactly. The pasuk says here, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Bezro. Blessed is he who has the God of Yaakov at his side. Sivroi, who has this emuna in Hashem. Where do you get the emuna from? Says the Medrash. He had the emuna during the famine. He had to go to Mitzrayim. He has shever b'Mitzrayim. It's the same word. That's the Medrash. So then Rav Mitzvah says that's really this part too. Is that the emuna and the suffering are two sides of the coin. And you can't separate them. You can't have one without the other. If you're suffering with no emuna, you're just suffering for nothing. And if you have and you know, we don't see right now the final product. So it's this, we have to experience the suffering, but it's in the context of the emuna, and they go together. So that's how he learns the breaking and the putting away. And if taking it one step further, we call Pesach the Leil Shimurim. So the Baal Turim says that the Shimurim means that. Lil Shemur literally means a night that's being guarded. That's why we don't lock the door, etc. But aside from the fact that a night that's being guarded, Shemur also means an expectation. It's guarded in your heart, kind of. You wait for this day. So what are we waiting for? Lil Shemurim. There's two things that we were waiting for. So the Baal Turim says, one is the Golos from Mitzrayim, and one is the ultimate Golos that will come, Lasid Lavo. And, you know, so that's, it's going through the process and making us understand that you need both. So I think you know, based on that gra in Vishamda, that's really, you know, what the Kodesh Baruch means. I think it all really does fit together with that part. That part from the Novo Minsk, I think, is an amazing part. And I never really heard that before. You know. Okay. So let's move on here. Okay. The Gra goes on to say just a little bit of a yisoid here. It's really the Gran Shir Hashirim. It's not the Gran Haggadah, but it's a very fundamental idea. And he puts it, again, we're learning, we're up to the part where the Baal Haggadah is bringing the Psukim, describing the Gula process. So one of the Psukim it says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu heard our prayers and saw our actions. Vayishma, right. He saw us, but he says he saw you, he heard you, but apparently hearing you started the process, but hearing you wasn't enough until you actually were doing mitzvahs. So is the Gula based on hearing or doing? Hearing or seeing? So the Gra says like this. The Gra says that there's two parts to tshuva. There's what's called tshuva b'lev, and there's tshuva b'maisa. Tshuva b'lev means you're inspired, you realize, you get it, you understand, it's important, priorities, all that, great, fine. B'maisa, you're not there yet. You're not doing it. So in all the shmoozing, yeah, look, do your best. Okay, I get it. Do your best, but you're not, so you're not doing it at the end of the day. So the Gra says, every tshuva is accepted. Every tshuva is accepted, but it's a mirror image. He says, when there's tshuva b'lev, so no one sees that you're different. No one sees that you're different, but Hashem knows you're different. Hashem can see into your heart, but no one else can. So he says, the way that Hashem is going to start, is going to do a geula for you, is in a way that he'll know that he's doing the geula, but maybe no one else will, paralleling the amount of tshuva you did. So he says, when you first started thinking and crying, and Hashem's like, I'm the only one that heard, the geula started. It wasn't clear, though, to everyone yet. I couldn't take you out of Mitzrayim because you didn't take yourself out of your actions either. But what I did do is I started making people more sympathetic. I started making the work a little less. The geula process began, but it was only in as much as your tshuva began. It paralleled your tshuva exactly. To the degree that you did the tshuva, which is belayed, and you were starting your change. But again, the only person that could see the change is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who looks into your heart. So the geula was in that same way. But once you did actions, once you brought a Korban Pesach, you took the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim in front of everybody, and you shechted it. You started doing your tshuva process to get yourself better. Someone says, oh, in front of everybody, now you're listening to Hashem. Now you're changing the way you behave in front of everybody. Now the geula could take place in front of everybody as well. Yeah. So I can't do more than you're doing, but I will parallel exactly what you're doing. So he says, this is Pshat in the Pasuk. We say in Kiddush Levana, it's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. This is the Gra in Shir HaShirim on that Pasuk. It says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is... Yeah, how do you know?
Only Pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Kiddush Levana.
Okay, very good. It says, Meitzitz min hachar... there's the Pasuk, no? Mashgiach min hachaloinais, Meitzitz min hacharakim, which means Hashem looks through the window and peeks through the cracks. What's the Pasuk saying? Mashgiach, he looks through the chaloin, a window. You can see it. Meitzitz peeks through the charakim, is a crack. He says, what's the two things? He says, this is the two ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts your tshuva. Sometimes your tshuva is a charakim, is in a crack. No one sees it. If I'm on this side of the room and you're on that side of the room, and there's something, and there's a crack in the wall, I can't see what's going on in the room. But if I put my eyes right in, I peek in, I can look in. Only the person that has access to the crack could see it. So Hashem says, when I look through the crack, that's when I'm looking at your tshuva in your lathe. There's tshuva there, but no one sees it. It's not obvious. There's a crack, but I have access to the crack and I'm looking. And that's good. It's an amazing level, but it's only a level which is going to generate a tshuva, a geula to the same degree. Mashkiach min achalonos, anyone passing by the street sees, wow, it's totally different experience. So that's tshuva b'maisa. That's when your actions already are changing. That's when it's an obvious change. Once it's an obvious change, then the next step of the gula could happen. So he explains that's why he says that's why there was two psukim in the process. First, vayishma Hashem es kolenu. Then it's vayar. Then Hashem saw. First, Hashem only heard. There was nothing to see. Then eventually Hashem saw, and once Hashem saw, that triggered the final gula, because then there was something, a shinui that we could actually see. It's a beautiful guy. Rav Meir Stern used to say that Metzitz Min HaCharakim is a tshuva that we do on Rosh Hashanah. Because we're not talking about chatoim, and we're not really changing in an obvious way, but we're getting like refocused. We're getting recalibrated. So he said, that's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, is the Metzitz Min HaCharakim. And then the Mashkiach Min HaCharakim is the Seris Min Tshuva and Kippur, which had to make real change, so that Hashem can you know, go with us along as long as much as we change. That's the two levels of the tshuva parallel there. But here he's talking about in the gula process as well. Good.
Right? Yeah. So, right. Who's the prize thing, right?